So you haven't necessarily made a conscious effort to not change, but then again, you haven't courted changes that didn't seem
necessary. He's done what was expedient.
Yeah.
We certainly have changed in some respects. We certainly have changed. When my dad bought this place 55 years ago, and when he came, the milk was cooled in an outdoor water tub, which was nothing more than cold water coming from the spring, and you put the cans, and these were the old-time milk cans, you put it down into the water and cool it. And then after a few years, they built a small milk house and put in a nice bank milk cooler, which again, all you did was put the cans in with some ice water to cool it. And then, of course, a few years ago, we advanced to bulk tanks, which certainly was a tremendous advancement in the quality of milk.
And that was, there was no way around that, was there?
Absolutely no way around that. Yeah. You had to do this or go out of business. And a lot of, especially older farmers, did go out of business.
Yes, it seems to have been a
cutoff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's when the numbers dropped drastically, especially in this area. Orange County area, the farms are basically small. Go over to Madison County, it's not uncommon to see 100, 150, or even 200. But in Orange County, it's very rare to see. A large herd here will be 50 or 75.
Was it during your working lifetime that a transition was made from horses to tractors?
Yes, yes.
So you grew up working a team?
Yes. We had a team. In fact, the horses, the last three died here on the farm, and two of them were well over 30 years old. My dad wouldn't sell them. And he said they're just going to stay here as long as they live and die here, and they did. And they're buried here. We did. When my dad came here, he had oxen. And then he started using horses, because horse has a much longer lifespan than an ox does.
So could he use oxen for mowing and things like
that? Oh,
yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.